All right, now to talk with Manchester Essex High School football coach Joe Grimes. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on making the tournament. It's never easy.
No, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We worked our butts off. We had an up-and-down season with the wins and losses mixed in there, and we're just happy to get into the spot we got into. That's going to be a good spot for us, we're hoping.
Well, it was mostly ups. You had a little bit of a hiccup there, a couple of games. And, you know, tell me what it was like getting through that, Coach, because the kids were riding high, and then things happen. You lose a game or two. And how do you bounce back from that, or how did they bounce back from that?
Well, the not to make excuses or anything, but, you know, the injury bug caught us a little bit in that first game. So we had a three-game skid where we lost three in a row. And, you know, each of those games we lost a key guy, you know, one of the two-way starters on each side of the ball. We were down one of those guys throughout that process. And, you know, it's always hard to slot it in, especially when you're school our size.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that deep. We have, you know, plenty of guys coming up, but, you know, a lot of underclassmen having to step into roles and do that. And even though they fought their butts off, they really did a good job getting through there. You know, it's tough to lose senior varsity guys and replace them on the fly and do that. So that was a big chunk of it. And it really taught our kids who were still out there and those kids that were on the field, you know, how to play through that adversity. So if there's any positives to be taken away from having a three-game losing streak in the middle of the season, it's how to, you know, keep playing, stay positive, and do that stuff. And I thought we did a really good job of that despite putting, you know, three losses on the court.
Yeah, we talked about that before the beginning of the season. I remember when Coach Jeff Hutton was over there, it was very similar. Your starting 11 is as good as anybody's, but, you know, then the bench runs thin with all the younger kids. And so, to get that experience is good. But on the other hand, you may not have the best, short-term, results. So congratulations on rebounding. And speaking of rebounding, tell me about the last game you had, 43-14 over Lynn Tech.
No, it was great. It was our senior night, and it was, you know, a big night for those kids to have. And we hadn't had a home game in a couple weeks, too, so it was really good to get back out there. And we had a gorgeous night for the weather, so we got a great crowd that came out, and all the parents were out there. All the senior parents were out before the game. So it was a really nice environment for us to start a game off, for sure. And, you know, the kids were pretty fired up about getting out there and, you know, being in front of their home fans and their parents and everything like that. So it was really nice. And so we came out quick and fast, which was great. And we got out to a good start. We got the ball and we went down and scored, which is always what you want to do when you get the ball. You know, you want to get the ball, march right down and get going from there. And I think our kids were just pretty hyped up from the get-go there. And so that was nice for some home cooking and some, you know, senior night action to just get out there and play our version of football right out of the gate.
What's the best thing about your team so far, Coach, is, you know, with three quarters of the way through the season now or more, what are you most pleased with your guys?
Their toughness and their resiliency, you know, their ability to get through that tough stretch that we had and get through, you know, tough stretches in games or having a drive, you know, a quick three and out or something like that. These guys don't hang their heads. These guys get to work. And even when they might be, you know, getting beat up out there against a real physical team, you know, we saw a really good team in Shawshing Tech. You know, they did a really good job against us being physical. Low Catholic took it to us a couple weeks back, you know. At no point did any of our guys really get down or start pointing fingers or point blame. They just said, all right, we got to get back and work it out. So, you know, as a coach, that's one of those things you just love to see, that toughness, that tenacity, that, you know, it's the next play mentality. It's the next play mentality. They don't get hung up on last play and beat. Being too bad or too good, and they just focus on the next play. And, you know, I think that served us well and got us through that rough patch of losses that helped us kind of right the ship. And then when we got into this game last week and we started executing the way we wanted to, got a couple guys back healthy, it was really good to do that. But I'm really proud of that toughness. You know, that mental toughness is something that you can't really teach. You can rep it, but, you know, the kids either want to do it or don't want to do it. These guys certainly do.
Well, that's reflected in your seeding. I mean, number four with a 5-3 record shows the toughness of your schedule. Before we take a look at this week's game, Joe, brag again about a couple of your kids, if you would, please. Kids who, you know, sort of, they've carried the ball for you, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of those guys is Declan Kirk, who is one of our seniors, and he was one of those guys that got banged up a couple weeks ago, and this was his first game back after missing, I think, 2.5 games. You know, he twisted his knee up pretty good, but it responded well to treatment, and we had a good plan for getting back, and this was his first real test at full speed to see how it went. He did great, and he really kind of helped open up that offense. You know, our offense looked a lot better than it had in weeks past, having, you know, Declan, who's a wide receiver, who really kind of helps open up that game on the outside and, you know, really allows us to do more things offensively. You know, that was great to have him back, and he had a great game. He also helps a lot on defense. You know, he's one of our cornerbacks, and having him back there You know, certainly allows us to move other guys around. And like we were saying before, you know, having the right guys in the right spot, getting a senior leader back to play in both of those spots was really helpful from a coaching point of view, just to make sure that we got the, you know, the guys out there that give us the best chance of winning. So Declan coming back was certainly a boon for the defense and offense, the whole team in general. Cam Hubbard is another guy. He's one of our running backs and one of our outside backers. That he had probably his best game of high school football that I've seen him coach, and I've coached him pretty much every minute that he's played high school football. It was really good to see him. He's coming back off an injury, a couple games back too, and he's been out there the whole time playing hurt. But last game it really looked like he got his stride back full speed. He was running hard and really playing a tight, tough defense on the outside there, which is good. And those guys are both seniors, and you know, on senior night, excuse me, it's not lost on me. You know, on senior night that these guys went out there and played their butts off in front of their family and friends and everything. And, you know, that's what, as a coach, you like seeing out of your seniors for sure. So those two guys certainly stood out this week.
That's great. And going into this game coming up, are you relatively healthy at this point?
We're getting there. We're getting better every day. We were just joking the other day. I think it was our first practice. We didn't have anybody on crutches.
Oh, God.
We're down to one walking boot, and then we got one guy that just went on. He had season-ending surgery the other day, and so a couple of those guys are still out. But all the guys we're expecting to get back, we're still waiting on one or two, but we're much healthier than we were even 2 weeks ago.
All right. I'm not even going to try to pronounce your opponent coming up. You have a home game Friday at Manchester. Tell me about the opponent and pronounce the name for me and where they come from.
Yeah, so they're a school called Quabog is how we're pronouncing it, which I think is a close enough pronunciation to get by. They're a regional school in the central part of the state. They're, I believe, they're in Warren, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, believe it or not, we didn't see or know much about them as the regular season went on, but we're learning quick this week for sure. They're a pretty decent team in terms of, you know, we've seen the film on them. We got to exchange film earlier this week and get a peek at them. And you know, they're good. They're 7-1. They play a lot of great football this year, and they're certainly going to be a good test for us this week for sure.
How do you get video on a team like that during the playoffs? How does that work?
So usually the coaches exchange videos, and so it's a little unique this year with the way that the playoff tournament structure is. We didn't find out our opponent until 10 a.m. Monday.
Right.
So there was a frantic scurry amongst all the coaches between 10 and 11 on Monday to use Huddle, which is our platform for looking at video and sharing it with our own teams. There's a method for us to exchange on Huddle. And so it was just kind of interesting this week that all of a sudden between the hours of 10 and 11 on a Monday morning, everybody's exchanging film. We usually get that stuff Saturday and have the whole weekend with it. So
right.
Everybody had a kind of chaotic Monday because of the nature of the playoffs. But going forward, since we have the bracket now, we'll be able to tell who we're playing as soon. Hopefully we'll get film on Friday this week, which will be a little easier.
Well, I'm sure the MIAA figured, you know, it's Halloween. You got a long weekend, nothing to do. You guys can wait till Monday, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's not disruptive at all to our week to have that type of thing. No, but, yeah. But everyone's in the same boat, and it's there. And
that's right.
They delay.
There you go.
Make sure that everybody knows where they're going to play, and they get all that stuff squared away, and then, you know, just having that reset. But I know all the other coaches that I know, we were all chomping up a bit to try and get that film as soon as we could, and then be like, okay, here's a team I've never played before, or haven't seen any film on. Let's hustle through and do that.
Or never even saw the name of the school before, but that's okay. Hey, Coach, I appreciate talking with you, and let's do it again next week.
No problem, Rick. Thanks. I appreciate the coverage. Have a great rest of your week.
Good luck, Coach. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That is Manchester Essex High School football coach Joe Grimes. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.